Hi, I'm Joan London. If you're worried about your parent or loved one living alone, like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service.
Finding an apartment that was on the courtyard with the view of the trees, the view of the ducks, the stream, the creek, all of that, that was what I needed.
You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. Here's the number.
To speak to a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-506-0320. That's 800-506-0320.
A Place for Mom is a free service, and you can trust them to help you. So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, there's A Place for Answers, A Place for Mom.
To speak to a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-506-0320. That's 800-506-0320.
You're listening to the Experience Pros Radio Show, the most positive business talk show in America. Best-selling authors of Lists That Save My Business and founders of the Extreme Customer Service Directory, Angel Tussey and Eric Raymer, are inspiring you to get your business right. They know that customer experience isn't just another thing. It's the only thing. Let's join Angel and Eric for today's program.
Hello and welcome to the Experience Pros Radio Show with Angel Tussey and Eric Raymer. Very nice to have you along with us today. Angel's still out cruising, not cruising like up and down Federal Boulevard here in Denver, but cruising on the high seas with the Women Making Waves Conference. And she is speaking to a number of women entrepreneurs. And that means that you've got me, and I'd love to chat with you. Shout out to our good friend, listener Charles, who is feeding me some stories. We've got that story as well. Charles, we're going to get to it in just a moment. And we've got the phone line open if you want to join the conversation, 303-632-4160. That's 303-632-4160. Got an update for you, and this is the story the listener Charles just fired off to me as well. You may remember that yesterday, as we started the top of the show, I shared with you the story of Navya, a French technology company that unveiled a self-driving sedan on Tuesday. Little shuttle, six-passenger electric vehicle that is scheduled to begin in early 2018, but they're starting trials, and they started trials yesterday, first day. And on their very first day, headline, self-driving bus crashes on its first day in Las Vegas. Sorry, I don't mean to make light too much of the self-driving bus that crashed. In fact, the big public debut for the self-driving bus in Las Vegas turned out to be trouble. The autonomous shuttle collided with a semi-truck just a few hours after Las Vegas city officials held a ceremony to celebrate its first day as a part of a larger citywide test. Nobody was injured. The shuttle actually didn't even suffer very much damage. What happened was the shuttle was doing its thing, had passengers in tow, and the sensors realized that there was a delivery truck moving into its space. So the shuttle did what the shuttle is supposed to do. It stopped so that it would prevent the accident. The delivery driver did not and grazed the shuttle. And, you know, it's unfortunate. The front fender of the shuttle is a little bit damaged. Had the truck had the same sensing equipment that the shuttle had, the accident would have been avoided. But it wasn't, and day one out of the gate, so to speak, happened with incident. Does that mean they're going to scrap the shuttle? Probably not, folks. That's not likely to be the scenario. So you know what's the outcome of it? Probably testing goes on. I don't know for sure. They haven't reported that for certain. But self-driving cars are only as good as the self-driving technology, and there, in this case, was the human element. If somebody wants to run into you, no matter how stopped you are, they're going to be able to do so. So what should we say? Should we say that all cars should be autonomous? I just this summer got my first convertible. You'll have to pry that out of my cold, dead fingers. We're not gonna give up the right to drive. No. Mm-mm. So we're gonna have to listen to the great philosopher Rodney King, and we'll all have to find a way to just get along. Amazon is shifting consumer landscape of Black Friday. Did you know that? Of course, we've already known that Amazon is trying to do their very best to rule the world. And as the holiday shopping season quickly approaches, a new report finds more holiday shoppers are turned off by Black Friday. How much so? Only 35% of shoppers intend to do most of their shopping on Black Friday this year, according to Pricewaterhouse. However, that is down from 59%, almost 60% in 2015. So, friends, take a look at this. Amazon, with its online shopping ability, has made it such to the place where it feels like every day is Black Friday. Amazon's major competitor, the one that's coming up in the rear view, warning, objects in rearview mirror may be larger than appear, is Walmart. Says, I got an email from Walmart this morning. It says, here's your Black Friday circular in advance, but deals are on sale now, so come look at them. It does kind of beg the question, do we need Black Friday anymore? It seems the answer is being met with a resounding no. Target is in the news today. Maybe you heard Target is selling fidget spinners with unsafe levels of lead. Yeah, you heard me, lead. You know, the stuff that we were supposed to ban because it hurts people, kills people? Lead. And here's the kicker to it. I actually heard this story as I was driving into work this morning, and it just stunned me. Even though they have been confronted with the issue, they are taking a different road and saying that it's not a problem because the fidget spinners in question, which are, in fact, significantly higher than legal amounts of lead, they're not toys, according to Target. That's why we don't have to worry about it, because toys are regulated with levels of lead. But in this case, it is not. It's not a toy, the fidget spinners that they are selling in the toy section of Target. These fidget spinners contain as much as 330 times the amount of acceptable lead for young children. Target's saying it's not a toy, therefore it doesn't fall into the same regulation. According to the official guidance for the CPC regarding fidget spinners, most fidget spinners are generally used products unless they are primarily intended for children 12 years of age or younger. The CPSC's guidance on fidget spinners further notes if a fidget spinner is a general use product, there is no mandatory CPSC requirements for it. Bullseye Toy wrote in a letter to the consumer advocacy group defending its decision to continue selling the products, which says it's labeled ages 14 plus. How many 14 plus year old people do you know are fidget spinning? How many adults are fidget spinning? These are toys, folks, and children are being exposed to 330 times the amount of lead exposure that they should be doing. This is America. Come on, folks. Are you kidding me? Let's get in there and get those fidget spinners off the market. Everyone that I know is talking about this in the major market news today, and hopefully our voice will add to it to the point where Target will reconsider their selling of these products. Lead accumulates over time, is distributed to the brain, liver, kidney, and bones. It is a toxicant effect. It will kill people. Fidget spin that. Let's move on. Starbucks, about to repeat history. That's right, you heard it here first, probably only. I'm the only one, at least that I know, is having this conversation, but I'm going to put it out there because I'm watching. I got my fingers on the pulse of business, folks, and I'm seeing a trend that's happening in Starbucks ever since Howard Schultz left again. And Starbucks is just trying to get into all these things that are not coffee. Starbucks should do what they do best. They do coffee. Instead, Starbucks' latest move, they're going into the Italian bakeries. They're going to become bakeries. coffee chain opened its first Italian Princi Bakery in Seattle as a part of an investment to grow its reserve roastery locations. Princi, which already has 6 locations in Milan and London, entered an exclusive agreement with Starbucks to offer its specialized Italian breads and food in all of the coffee chain's new reserve roastery locations. Bring Howard back. Bring Howard back. I know he doesn't want to come back. He's trying to retire. He's done it before. I came into the scene when Howard was not the CEO, but then came back to become the CEO. That's the years during which I served the Starbucks organization. And what were we trying to do? The old CEO was trying to sell records. He was trying to sell tchotchkes. He was trying to sell cups and stuff that wasn't coffee. And Howard said, "Nope, we are a coffee company. We're going to serve the people. We're a people company serving coffee, and we're going to do coffee better than everybody." Those were the golden years of Starbucks. Stock went from $6 up to $42, and everything was good and happy. We are going to see history repeat itself. Starbucks is not an alcoholic beverage company. Starbucks is not a bakery. Starbucks is a coffee company, folks. Let's call for Howard Schultz to come back. Make the world happy again. Just saying. Hey, when we get back, we're going to learn how to achieve big fat goals. Yes, you heard me. I said big fat goals. It's fat with a PH, though, so it makes it okay. Back when we come back, we're going to talk to Dean Lindsay. This is the most positive business talk show in America. This is The Experience Pros.
You're listening to The Experience Pros Radio Show, America's home for positive business talk.
Are you currently in the middle of a new home purchase and wondering if you're going to get the best deal out there? Have you been working on getting a home loan and still not sure if you're approved? Hey, this is Eric. Is your closing date fast approaching? You still don't know when or even if you're going to close? Check out our friends at Movement Mortgage. Let them serve your mortgage needs. They specialize in first-time home buyers, military, and low down payment options. And they're here to serve you. Get your free mortgage consultation and rate match comparison at movement.com. With their upfront approval and streamlined closing process, you'll know if and when you're going to close. Join the movement of change and discover a new way to bring you home fast. Movement Mortgage. Movement Mortgage is an equal housing lender. NMLS ID 39179. NMLC consumeraccess.org. Movement Mortgage.
Hi, this is Angel, and just by listening to the Experience Pros Radio Show, you're a part of the revolution in how people treat people in business. Eric and I want to personally encourage you to take the next step and participate by fan bragging about someone else in small business in your local area. It's really easy, too. Just call 855-FANBRAG anytime throughout the day and tell us who you love to do business with. It's just that easy. But don't underestimate the power of a simple fan brag. When you say something nice about someone else in business, we'll reward you by allowing you to tell our listeners about your business too. We believe that kindness is so simple, and you really can make a difference right there in your own hometown just by fan bragging. Think about it. Great referrals and free advertising on major market radio. Even the phone call is free. Call now. 855-FANBRAG. That's 855-326-2724. And become an active part of the positive business talk revolution.
Are you ready to leave your corporate job behind and be your own boss? Have you ever dreamed of owning a business? Do you have $50,000 or more sitting around in a 401k? If you answered yes, it's time to invest in yourself by buying or starting a business or franchise. IRS code allows you to use money in a 401k to invest in a business with absolutely no penalties or taxes. At Guidant Financial, we've helped more than 11,000 entrepreneurs invest $3 billion in retirement assets into the small businesses and franchises of their dreams. So if you've got $50,000 or more in a 401k and you're looking for a way to start a business, call Guidant Financial now for free information and to learn more. Operators are standing by for your call. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. That's 800-570-6630. National Funding Group has just released $100 million in easy access small business funding to businesses that gross at least $100,000 a year. You can have fast access up to $500,000 in new business capital in as little as 48 hours. Think about the ways you could grow your business if you had up to $500,000 cash infusion. Call a NFG funding expert now. The process is easy. It only takes about 5 minutes. Then our management-owned lending team looks at your application for a fast approval. You can get 100% funded in about 2 days. If you need up to $500,000 in working capital to run your business and you gross at least $100,000 a year, call NFG and apply today. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. That's 800-296-1564.
Biz Talk Radio.
This is the Experience Pros Radio Show. Got an opinion or want to ask us a question? Email radio at experiencepros.com or message us on the Experience Pros Facebook page, and we'll interact with you live on the show.
Hello, friends, and welcome back to the Experience Pros Radio Show. We do want to interact with you live on the program. If you at any time want to give us a call, interact with us or our guest, 303-632-4160, 303-432-4160. Let's go straight to our next topic. We're going to talk about achieving goals, and we talk a lot about goals here on the Experience Pros Radio Show. And from time to time, you come across a great read that talks straight to the heart of the issue. And one such read is How to Achieve Big Fat, P-H-A-T, Big Fat Goals, written by Dean Lindsay. Dean Lindsay is a top business keynote speaker. He's entertaining, educating, and engaging audiences worldwide. He's helped build engaged, progress-based sales leadership and customer service cultures at companies such as New York Life, Ericsson, Gold's Gym, and many, many others. His books, Cracking the Networking Code and The Progress Challenge, have sold over 100,000 copies. And let's leave it to me to say he is much smarter than I am about it. Here to talk about how to achieve big, fat goals is Dean Lindsay. Dean, welcome to the Experience Pros Radio Show.
Thanks for having me on.
Dean, very nice to have you. Looking forward to it. And now, what made you decide to write this book? By the way, How to Achieve Big Fat Goals is really kind of a small book in scale, but it's packed with some really cool stuff. What made you decide you wanted to get into this?
Well, great question. I was really looking at really the catalyst of really have a lot of stuff starts. I've long time been teaching sales and customer service and, time management and listening skills, all this other stuff. But really it's a goal that makes you want to, take part and improve and do things better. So the psychology of how we make decisions has always been of great interest to me. I'm a huge, huge fan of Dr. Viktor Frankl. And I studied his work and actually got into logo therapy, meaning therapy, and I needed a thesaurus whenever I'd read his stuff because he really is just really the deepity, deep, deep, deep. And so I said, how can I kind of just, put my little spin on it and kind of humanize it, or not, I don't say humanize because he actually is more human, type of thing, but how can I kind of put my little vernacular on it and kind of roll it back out? And honored to say that actually his assistant of over 25 years, checked out this manuscript and even the book before it and thought I was right on and wrote me a great endorsement. So really it's just I was really trying to get to the very core of, because there's no reason to network, there's no reason to build a business or anything unless you have a why. So this book is really a goal commitment book.
Absolutely. The why is so important. What do you think about the value of writing the goal down, whatever it is that you're looking to achieve, writing it down versus just kind of keeping it upstairs in your head saying, I can achieve that?
Well, I'll take it even one step further than that, Eric, and that is that, of course, writing it down. But really, what I tried to do in the book is, in fact, the very first goal crafting, I coined a phrase, goal crafting,
okay.
And it does have to do with writing a goal down, but writing it down in such a way that it compels you towards its achievement. So you don't write a goal to remind yourself about the goal. You write their goal in such a way that it becomes a self-fulfilling affirmation. So writing a goal in the present tense, writing a goal what you want and what you don't want, writing a goal that includes the reasons behind it and adding to it. So I wouldn't necessarily – and because, you know, people saying talk about writing goals down, that's nothing new. You know, I'm not – I mean, I don't think I would probably be proud about myself writing a book or coming out with a book on just goals. And so if all I was going to tell people is just write stuff, write it down. But really it's the way you write it in such a way that – our brains are trippy. Our brains are complicated, but really our brains want one thing, to be right. So whatever you say to yourself consistently and writing things down to make it even more permanent,
sure.
Your brain is going to take steps to make it true. So I don't even encourage people to say, I will be a healthy eater. You know, claim that I am a healthy eater and claim it today. So claim what you want, what you don't want. But writing it down is a key, but I think how you write and what you write is also vital.
You know, there's certainly power in words, that's for sure. Our guest is Dean Lindsay. He's also the author of Progress Challenge and Cracking the Networking Code. How to Achieve Big Fat Goals is the topic here. Now, Dean, you break this this how into five parts. We're not going to have time for all five, but give us something we could do today that we can start moving in the direction of achieving our big fat goals.
I would say sell yourself on the benefits of your goals. Really, you know, don't just set a goal, but actually consider why, and then realize that when you get off track, it's because some other why became heavier, became what the FAT acronym stands for: pretty, hot, and tempting. Your goal, for you to be committed to it, has to be the prettiest, hottest, and the most tempting of all the different choices that you could do. So it's not about the goal, but it's about the reasons behind the goal. Shakespeare said, strong reasons make strong actions. So you've got to give yourself strong reasons and stronger reasons than any other choice of what you could do with your time.
Now, I'm not sure who coined the acronym FAT. Do you know the origin?
Chris, 1997, the movie Money Talks, Chris Tucker.
And you quoted Chris Tucker and Shakespeare in the same sentence.
What up? How about that?
I love it. The book is called How to Achieve Big Fat Goals. You know you want it. That Big Fat Goal is an extremely helpful book for achieving your personal and professional goals. Dean, where do we want to send our listeners to go get this?
Well, of course, they can get it on Amazon, but I'd be honored if they'd go over to deanlindsay.com, DEANLINDSAY. We got the books and all the form from, you know, the print copy to the ebook to the MP3, plus I can autograph it. But I am so honored to be on this show and think the world of you. And a shout out to Gary Barnes, our mutual friend Gary Barnes.
You know Gary, do you?
I do. He's listening right now, so you can say something to him as well.
You know, he's a good man, and we love Gary around here. Dean, I'll give you the final say here. Give us a word of inspiration, a piece of motivation, an action plan to jump off and achieve our big fat goals.
Progress is a small step forward. Take today's step.
Oh, there it is right there. So we got Chris Tucker, we got Shakespeare, and we got Dean Lindsay all in the same segment. Folks, you owe it to yourself to go get yourself a copy of How to Achieve Big Fat Goals, Big Fat, P-H-A-T, Goals. And I didn't even realize it was stood for pretty hot and what is it, pretty hot and?
90% of people say pretty hot and tempting. That's the way it originally rolled. And then some people to soften it a little bit with pretty hot and tasty, but in the book, it's pretty hot and tempting.
Tempting. All right.
But the premise there is that it's got to be more pretty hot and tempting than anything else. Other people are going to be trying to get you to adopt their goal for your life, right? And they're going to try to make it the same thing.
That's
so
the truth.
You make it even more. You're going to end up doing something else.
Dean, this is a fat interview, and I'm digging having you on the program. Let's do this again, okay?
Word up. Yeah, love it. Thank you.
All right. We'll be back with more positive business talk right after these messages, folks. You're listening to the Experience Pros Radio Network. For the archives of this broadcast and every broadcast that we do, we invite you to go check out experiencepros.com. Back after these messages.
America's home for positive business talk. You're listening to the Experience Pros Radio Show. Contact them on the web at experiencepros.com.
You can be told to run, or you can choose to run. Both get you moving, yet one just goes through the motion. The other has purpose, meaning, freedom. What about your health care? Are you being told, going through the motion? Or are you choosing something better? Liberty HealthShare has a purpose. It unites people to share in the burden of healthcare. A true community that cares for you in your time of need. Free from interference and constraints that gives you back the power of freedom. It's time to exercise your purpose. Time to exercise your meaning. It's time to exercise your freedom. Liberty HealthShare.
Staples knows you can't afford to have your business slow down over the holidays. New customers aren't delivered down your chimney. You won't find new accounts in your stocking. No, just because it's the holidays doesn't mean you can stop marketing your company. So promote your business with eye-catching print materials like presentations, brochures, postcards, and promotional products from Staples. And now save 20% off print and marketing services orders of $50 or more. Sounds like you got at least one thing on your holiday list. Staples. It's pro time. Exclusions apply. Ends 12/2/17.
Do you want to take the great shows of BizTalk Radio wherever you go? Well, now you can with the new BizTalk Radio app for iPhone and Android devices. Now all the great shows of BizTalk Radio are with you wherever you go, just an arm's reach away on your smartphone. Download today at the App Store or the Google Play Store and get the brand new BizTalk Radio app. It's biz for you wherever you go with the new BizTalk Radio app.
If you are struggling to pay or haven't been making your student loan payments, listen carefully to this urgent alert. Have you been out of school for 10 or more years and you're still making your student loan payments? Are your student loans past due or even in default? Can't go back to school because of an old student loan problem? Fast Track Student Loans can get your student loans out of default, stop any wage garnishments, stop collection calls, and stop seizure of your tax refund. Give yourself a break. Stop the stress and get your student loan payments down to as little as $25 a month based on what you can afford to pay. One quick 10-minute call could help you solve your student loan problems. So call right now. Not available in all states. Payments may vary based on income.
800-685-0129. 800-685-0129. 800-685-0129. That's 800-685-0129.
Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. And we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-7570. 800-430-7570, 800-430-7570, that's 800-430-7570.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? we can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-595-6619. That's 800-595-6619. Again, 800-595-6619.
Biz Talk Radio.
The Experience Pros Radio Show, home of the original Fan Bragging Fridays. Take just 20 seconds to become a business revolutionary by sharing a fan bragging story of great customer service by using the hashtag FanBrag or calling the Fan Bragging Hotline at 855-FANBRAG. FANBRAG. Now back to Angel and Eric, the Experience Pros.
Hello, friends, and welcome back to the Experience Pros Radio Show with Angel Tussey, Eric Raymer. Very nice to have you along with us today. Angel is out today. She is speaking on a cruise ship to the Women Making Waves Conference. And so you've got me. If you'd like to join us in our conversation here on the air, invite you to call 303-632-4160. It's 303-632-4160. And a couple of things that I wanted to share with you. First of all, saw this headline as we just got done talking about coffee and Starbucks, and they should stick to what they do best. That's my opinion. Is American Retail, according to Julie Jargon in Fox Business, says American Retail has a coffee problem. America's coffee market is getting too crowded, she says. Consumers hankering for caffeine and quality coffee has fueled a big build-out of cafes in the last 5 years, especially in dense urban areas such as New York, San Francisco, Portland, Oregon. There are now nearly 33,000 coffee shops in the U.S., including those run by big chains such as Starbucks, up 16% from 5 years ago, according to market research from Mintel. Is it an overcrowding problem with coffee, or is it an over-demand problem with the population? The demand is what's driving this, in my humble but accurate opinion. That the reason we have so many, I've got a buddy who just is literally days away from opening the doors to his brand new one-off coffee shop in Michigan. And here's the reality. The boom in coffee shops is really driven by consumers. But here's what she says. This Julie says, the boom in coffee shops is starting to hurt business owners. Consumers are visiting traditional coffee shops less often when there are a plethora of cheaper options. Everyone from McDonald's Corp to gas stations hawking specialty coffees. Even grocery stores are expanding the space devoted to bottled and canned coffee drinks, which Mintel says poses a threat to coffee shops. I think here's what I see in this. And first of all, McDonald's has a seat at the table. Their change recently, their stock market change down $3.10, still trading at $167, McDonald's. But when they came into the market, they changed the game. And Starbucks finally realized, oh my gosh, we now have competition. Remember, Seattle's Best was in there. The way Starbucks solved Seattle's Best was they bought it. But you can't just go out and buy a multi-billion-dollar establishment such as McDonald's. And so now they have competition, and the competition is in the same parking lot as many Starbucks, and it's half the price or less, and the list goes on and on. They were doing drive-thrus before Starbucks really ramped up their whole drive-thru process. And I'll say it again, that Starbucks doing the drive-thru business is completely counter to Howard Schultz's original vision of the third place. The idea of Starbucks was to be a place where people could get together, have a culture of its own, and sit down and have a conversation over coffee. The drive-thru changed everything. McDonald's changed everything. Guess who else is a major player, even though their stock doesn't show it? It's competitive with Starbucks stock. It's Dunkin'. Dunkin' Donuts. These guys make a heck of a great cup of coffee, I'm here to tell you. And, you know, they're doing some specialty coffees now, but even if it's not the specialty coffees, it's just the old black cup of Joe. They're doing a great cup of coffee. I love the Dunkin' brand. I love what they stand for. I love what they're doing. And I love their expertise. But even Dunkin' is scaling back on their growth in large part because it's catering to the on-the-go customer. Starbucks, which accounts for nearly 42% of the coffee shops in the U.S., said it's not planning to slow the pace of their new store openings, but cited the challenging retail environment as it reduced its long-term sales and profit growth outlook. So what do we do with the burgeoning coffee shops? We go to them until there's not enough business, and they will scale themselves back as a natural byproduct. It's just kind of the way that it works, folks, and we're not going to change that by talking about it one way or the other. Let's talk about something else that's kind of controversial up there in the ranks of talking points for as we near the holidays. We talked a little bit about Black Friday and how Amazon is changing the rules, changing the game with Black Friday, that interest in Black Friday sales by the consumer is down to an all-time low, or at least a record low recently. What about stores that are open on Thanksgiving? How do you feel about that? Stores that are open on Thanksgiving, for instance, Bass Pro Shops will be open Thanksgiving 8 a.m. to 6 p.m. Best Buy, Thanksgiving 5 p.m. to 1 a.m. Big Lots, hours are not announced yet. CVS Pharmacy, Dick's Sporting Goods, they're going to be open on Thanksgiving. GameStop plans to be open on Thanksgiving. JCPenney, Kohl's, Kmart. Is Kmart still alive? Somebody call Sears and see if Kmart still has a pulse. I suspect this is their last Thanksgiving. Macy's, Michaels, Rite Aid, Sears, Shopko, My Favorite Target, Toys R Us, Walmart. They're all open on Thanksgiving. How does that make you feel? 2 years ago, I stood in line on Thanksgiving Day in the evening after dinner, after everything, all was done. I stood in line at Target on Thanksgiving Day, and I was in the line to go get a TV, saw that there were two. I picked up two TVs. I paid $120 for a 40-inch widescreen television. I got two, one for my office, one for my apartment. What I didn't expect was when I got back with the TV to my office, I got grief for standing in line on Thanksgiving. That's a family day. How do you feel about that? I know that I really enjoyed the savings that I got. I fit the demographic of somebody whose family wasn't there. I mean, my son and I were together. My son hangs out with me. He works at Target. I hang out in the line at Target. We did the thing together. Did I ruin a sacred holiday by going to, you know, to shop on Thanksgiving? Did I mess that? One of our listeners just sent me a Mervyn's commercial from 1992. Thank you, listener Robert. Mervyn's. Do you remember Mervyn's? They're gone. I think Kmart is right behind. So these are the stores. I just read you the list of the stores that are guaranteed to be open on Thanksgiving. Here's some stores if you're interested in, if you want to patronize them because they're going to be closed. Ace Hardware, Burlington, used to be called Burlington Coat Factory, but they got rid of the coats because it was bogging them down. Cost Plus World Market, Costco will be closed. Crate and Barrel, Dillard's, Dress Barn, DSW, that's Designer Shoe Warehouse, Ethan Allen, a Guitar Center, H&M, they're all going to be closed. Hobby Lobby is going to be closed. Home Depot, Home Goods, HomeSense, IKEA is going to be closed on Thanksgiving. Just in case you want to get your craft on, Joann Fabric and Craft Stores, they're going to be closed. Joseph Bank, Lazy Boy, Lowe's, Marshall's, Mattress for Micro Center, closed. All these guys, Neiman Marcus, Nordstrom Rack, Office Depot, and Office Max, closed on Thanksgiving. So there's plenty of places not to go to, folks. If you're looking for places not to go, don't go to these stores. Don't go to Patagonia or Party City or Petco or PetSmart or Publix or REI or Sam's Club. Shoe Carnival, they're all closed. Sprint, closed. Steinmark, closed. Staples, closed. This is only during Thanksgiving, folks. They're not out of business. They're just closed on Thanksgiving. Lots of places where there's lots of places you don't have to do business on Thanksgiving. But is it bad if we want to shop on Thanksgiving? Is it taboo? And what if you're like me and you're single and you got nothing else to do and you're going to go hang out and you want to get a deal? Would you buy a 40-inch TV for $120? I did. I'm unapologetic for it, not because I have to apologize to anybody, but because I thought it was a great deal. It was amazing. That's my thoughts on open or closed, to be open or not to be open. See, I can quote Shakespeare as well. We'll be back right after these messages. This is the Experience Pros Radio Network.
The Experience Pros, revolutionizing the way people treat people in business.
Hi, this is Angel, and just by listening to the Experience Pros Radio Show, you're a part of the revolution in how people treat people in business. Eric and I want to personally encourage you to take the next step and participate by fan bragging about someone else in small business in your local area. It's really easy, too. Just call 855-FANBRAG anytime throughout the day and tell us who you love to do business with. It's just that easy. But don't underestimate the power of a simple fan brag. When you say something nice about someone else in business, we'll reward you by allowing you to tell our listeners about your business too. We believe that kindness is so simple, and you really can make a difference right there in your own hometown just by fan bragging. Think about it. Great referrals and free advertising on major market radio. Even the phone call is free. Call now. 855-FANBRAG. That's 855-326-2724. And become an active part of the positive business talk revolution. Do you wish your career was moving along a different path? Do you ever feel like your business owns you when it really should be the other way around? Do you feel like this isn't the life you thought you'd be living? Well, you're not alone. Sandy Corrigan has a system that helps people create careers worth having, businesses worth owning, that results in lives worth living. Call or text Sandy Corrigan today at 303-907-1010. That's 303-907-1010. It's worth the phone call.
If you rely on networking to build your business, you need Renovate. If you are sick of wasting your time cold calling to find a few, you need Renovate. Extreme Relationship Management will help you renovate. Renovate is revolutionary training that elevates your not working and supercharges your networking to get real results. Sign up for the next Renovate training this week at ExtremeRelationshipManagement.com or call 855-I-LIKE-ERM. You need Renovate.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation
at 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723.
We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. That's 800-721-6723.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right. Call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1769. 855-325-1769. That's 855-325-1769.
What is term life insurance? It's basically a financial protection plan for your family if you pass away. It can be a hard purchase. Think about it. It's one of the few major purchases you can make that you will personally never use. But you've got to have it to protect your family. And you owe it to yourself to shop and compare to get the best possible rates. For term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more, call the Term Lifeline today.
800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068. Remember, we specialize in term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more, and we have great rates for smokers too. So call today. 800-957-6068. 800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068.
Biz Talk Radio.
Revolutionizing the way people treat people in business. The Experience Pros, America's home for positive business talk.
Hey, welcome back to the Experience Pros Radio Show. You know you like it, you love it, you want some more of it. We're here for you. Angels on the High Seas giving a fantastic presentation to the Women Making Waves conference, and that means you've got me. I wanted to share with you a little experience that I've had. I've become really impressed with an opportunity that is kind of cool. And I'll give you a little bit of background. Angel and I about a month ago decided we were going to do our 100-day goals for the end of the quarter, end of the year. And in so doing, we decided, you know, these are goals that need to be achievable, but they need to be stretch goals. They need to be something that gets the momentum going in the direction of how to achieve more. And that can be whatever it is to you. We didn't put any parameters on it for anyone else. But between us, we decided we're going to do this, and we presented it here on the Experience Pros Radio Show. We also presented it on the other program that we are hosts of called Crosswalk. And my goal that I announced back about a month ago or so was that by Christmas of this year, I wanted to be 100% debt-free. That was my goal. And so in order to achieve that, that's kind of a stretch goal. It's pretty ambitious. So in order to achieve that, I had to do something beyond what I am doing now. So I decided to pick up a little side hustle. I told you about this yesterday. I've talked about it a couple of times over the last couple of weeks. And my side hustle is driving for Lyft. That's one of those rideshare organizations. And frankly, what I'm about to share with you today is not predicated on Lyft or Uber, but it is a commentary on what I have discovered in the process of doing this rideshare. First of all, I saw an article that said that most people who drive for these rideshare companies are averaging $375 a month. It is simply not my experience. My experience is I'm coming very close to bringing in $850 to $1,000 a week in the rideshare space. And that is based upon pretty much an average of about a 40-hour week. Now, people are going to say, well, hold on, mister. You got to pay for your gas. You got to pay for your insurance. You got to pay for the car. You got to pay for the wear and tear. You got to pay for the tires. And to a degree, you are correct, but only to a degree. Because, first of all, I use the rental program with this, so I'm actually driving a rental car. And the difference between Lyft and Uber, Uber has a lease program. Lyft has a rental program. I think there's a significant difference between those two, not only in the number of pages that you have to sign, but the responsibilities that go along with that. The insurance is covered. I do have to put the gas in it, but the gas is deductible because it's business expense for that business. So there's a lot of things that go into this, and I'm not going to squabble over the nuances of gross versus net. Here's the reality. If you decide, first of all, if you're making $60,000 a year, and I believe you can make $60,000 this year, in 1 year, in doing these rideshare programs. And the demand is there, folks. The demand is there for an increase to that level. Now, I'm not on track to make $60,000 this year. I'm on track to make $52,000 this next year. So just truth in advertising here. I'm not advertising for any one particular company. But I am on track to make an additional $52,000 to what I already do. And how do I do it? I drive in the morning, I drive at night. That's it. I do my job the way that I've always done it. I just added a little bit, a couple hours in the morning, a couple hours at night. And then I work through the weekends, and I drive, 6 or 8 hours in the weekend. That's not a big deal, but what it gets me is a big return. Let me put it in this perspective. If you're taking home just $60,000, not, and I'm talking gross, but if you're taking home $60,000, guess what you can do? You could buy a house. Because people will lend it to you if you have a $60,000 income. They're not going to squabble over net versus gross. They base the loan on what you're bringing in, not necessarily what you're taking home. Sure, there's some of the taking home stuff that goes into it as well. But Lyft is the one that I use. Listener Angela says, I Uber everywhere. Most of my drivers have Lyft and Uber stickers. You can, let me address that. That's an interesting conversation piece. There are some people who do both. They drive for both organizations. It is, and neither company will say that that's a good thing to do. But the drivers will say that they do it because it increases the odds of being picked up faster. The faster you're picked up, the more rides you get in an hour, the better for your end result. So I see why they do that. I chose one platform, and I chose the platform that I believe in, that being Lyft. I think that Uber and I think leadership starts from the top down, and the former leader of Uber had some real massive problems, the way that he treated women, the way that he treated his drivers. I couldn't get behind, so I decided to go with Lyft. I think Lyft is a great organization. I think the incentives that they give right now, there's a bonus. Refer a driver and you get $550, and so they also get $550 just for driving. How does that work? Every single time the person that you refer drives, you get $1.84 for every ride, and they get $1.84 for every ride. That's a big deal. And those incentives go up and down. I signed somebody up who is driving, and every time they get a ride, I get $2.60. So it's an $800 bonus. Either way, there is money to be made, and it's not complicated. Do you have to drive? Sure you do. Do you have to have a license? Yep. Can you pass a background check? Mm-hmm. Those things are all included in that. But in this day and age, there is very little excuse for not having the ability to achieve whatever you dream about achieving. Does it take a hustle? Yep. I'll be debt-free by Christmas. How about you? If you'd like, I'll post my code so you can get in on that idea and jump in on it. I'll post my code in the comments here on the Facebook Live. I'm impressed with the organization. Maybe you will be too. back after the news.
You're listening to the Experience Pros Radio Show, America's home for positive business talk.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or securities. Please consult a professional before investing. And if you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com.
Biz Talk Radio,